Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The phone, he has been our COVID-19 specialist since the 5, 6, or 7 weeks ago, however many, when I want to know something about what is happening in the medical field, I call him up because I know he's going to give it to me straight. So, Doc, let's talk about, walk us through A to Z based on the best understanding now over the evolving 7 or 8 weeks, roughly, it has been since we've been sheltering in place. What is the recommendation? What is someone supposed to do? I done went through the health department line. They done shoved this cotton swab stick thing all the way to the back of my brain and pulled it out. They took it out and tested it. And it came back that I am COVID positive, COVID-19 positive. What does that mean, first of all? And then tell us, what should I do? Or are they going to give me some protocols as to what I do am supposed to do? But tell us what people who test positive in the hospital you're in, how does it work? Do they get something emailed to them or sent to them? Or what are they told to do? Give us that process.
When I see them and they test positive, then we have them there. So we now can address whatever situation they have, okay? If somebody tests positive and they're not in the hospital, then we need to get in contact with those people. And so let's just assume that you went out and you had a test. They should contact you with the results of the test.
Yeah.
And based upon the results of the test, if you're positive, they should advise you to call a healthcare professional. So then you should call a healthcare professional, and they will advise you. They'll ask you some questions and see how you're doing and advise you what to do. But these are the general recommendations. If you have tested positive or you're sick related to COVID, first of all, we want you to stay home and isolate yourself. Okay?
And now that means a positive test. You should totally isolate yourself from other members of your family. If you live with your wife, you need to move to basement, another room, or somewhere. You need to move out of the general vicinity of that person. Is that the 6 feet rule? Or is that,
no,
what is the general thinking?
That,
because I'm thinking about everything. You're in a one bedroom apartment. Well, what am I supposed to move to the living room? What does that mean?
So that's more than 6 feet. If you test positive, we want you to separate yourself from other people. That means you need to find a specific room in the house that you designate as your closed quarters.
Okay.
All right? And you need to minimize any contact with individuals. Okay? And if you have to leave the room to go to the bathroom or somewhere, you should
tell
have
everybody
a mask
else
on
to go in their room.
And everybody should avoid you. Certainly no closer than 6 feet, probably a lot further away. But the most important thing is you should self-isolate into a room. And by the way, that includes avoiding pets. So you should not have your pets. You go into the room and say, well, I'm going to be in the room by myself, but I'm going to take our dog or our cat into the room.
Fluffy the cat.
Now, if all of a sudden Fluffy's in the room, then Fluffy's got problems. So keep Fluffy out of the room. You're by yourself. Okay? How long do we want you? Then what do we want you to do? We want you to monitor your symptoms. Okay? And remember that there are symptoms that are important to us. We want to know if you're having trouble breathing. You feel short of breath. You can't catch your breath.
What does that give us? What that feel? Because I mean, you know, if you carry an extra rate, you always feeling tired and short of breath, right? So we're not just talking about the natural. I'm 50, 60 pounds, or I'm morbidly obese, and so hell, I move from one room to the next, I'm already a little winded. What does that feel like in the average person? To describe it to us.
Yeah, so you just feel like you just can't catch your breath. You just feel winded. You just don't have air. But the real take-home message is if you feel like you have problems breathing, you should let us know that. Let us tease out what that means. Let us qualify that for you.
Now, what do you say, let us? How are we going to let you know that? Do we just call you and tell, look, doc, I think I'm having some issues breathing. I'm not taking in enough air like I feel like I'm having to struggle a little bit more to breathe.
Absolutely. You should call your healthcare professional. So you should have been in contact with your healthcare professional. Okay. They should be monitoring you on a regular basis.
All right.
And you should call them.
Let's talk about the real world. Well, we have 600,000 Georgians who don't have healthcare professional because they don't have insurance. They don't have a provider. Are those people being followed up through with the, because public health, is generally ran by the county. How do those people get monitored? What do they do?
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, though, we have a percentage of people that either have no health care coverage or they have no access to regular health care. In those situations, we need you to be very conscious of the symptoms. And that means that if you feel like you're short of breath, if you have some discoloration of your lips, where your lips are blue, if you feel like you're breathing faster, if you're getting confused, if your fevers are persistent, certainly at 101 or greater, those are all things we want to know about. And in those cases, if you cannot call a provider, then you should go into the hospital in D.C. Okay?
So those all right, so symptoms. I would tell them if I call right now and say, hey, because most hospitals at some level, obviously greater than others, accept charity patients, or if you're sick and I call 911, whichever one they take me to. Once I get there, I don't know how to set up. I guess they could tell me, well, no, you don't have no insurance. We ain't going to be able to see you. But you go to greater, you're going to be seen 9 times out of 10.
You can go to any emergency room in this country, and they are obligated to provide you with care or provide you with a safe alternative.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Put a pin in that because this instruction you're giving us now is critical and we got to take a break. Let's go back to Dr. Claggett. Dr. Claggett, I'm positive. You're telling me I need to, if I'm in the house, other people there, wife, children, pet, I need to self-quarantine in a room. That's hard to do, Doc. But it's necessary. 14 days. You didn't give a day. Let me let you finish walking us down. I need to self-quarantine. I need to definitely limit my interaction with family members or pets. Definitely the 6-foot rule in full effect, masks, gloves, the whole nine. If I have to come out for bathroom, then I need to make sure nobody is in there. Tell us what else we got. What else we need to do? Give us the rundown of what the protocol calls for.
And then, we talk about general hygiene. We need to sterilize everything, clean everything down, wipe it down. All the contact we've had. It's probably not a bad idea to have some gloves in the house if you have them. Then that way, if you leave the room, you can use the gloves. But if you don't use gloves, you're going to have to clean everything afterwards.
Gloves are still pretty much, and I'll tell you a secret, because we had to buy a lot of them for this march. The place that have them now, you still may not find CVS, but some of the sisters told us, I wouldn't have known this, they have both mask and gloves at the beauty supply place. So, if you're looking for some, you can get them at the beauty supply place store. The mask you can get because, again, if you're doing hair and nails, you got to have those. Most of your hair and nail place, you go in there, they wear them because of the strongness of the chemical. So if y'all looking for some, you can buy them from there. But go ahead, Doc. Mask, glove, if you can get them, and sterilizing and wiping down every place the person who is known positive has been.
That's right. And monitoring your symptoms like we talked about. So
Let's get back to that part.
So, you know, monitoring your symptoms. You know, the most common symptoms, of course, are cough, shortness of breath, fever, sometimes pain.
Let's go.
Pain.
Hold on. Slow them down. Slow them down now. When you say cough, what does a COVID cough look like? If I'm just coughing intermittently, or does a cough come in rapid succession, does it come and go? Or what have you seen is the cough associated with this virus?
Yeah, so the cough is very general. It's, you know, most of these symptoms are symptoms that you get with any other infection. The difference is we know you're COVID positive now, so we know that you're related to that. But these symptoms, there's nothing about a cough, a fever, shortness of breath that is unique to COVID that would not be something else. So, you know, your cough. But I guess your question really is, when should you become concerned if you're going to have these symptoms? When do you become concerned? So if your cough, you have a persistent cough, it's not getting better, it's resulting in you having some discomfort or impairment, we want to know that, okay? Right. If your fever is persistent, you have a persistent fever, 101 and greater, that's not getting better despite you using Tylenol, we want to know about that. If you have confusion, or you're losing your appetite and you feel like your mouth is getting dry, or you're getting lightheaded because you're getting dehydrated, those are the things we want to know about. All right? So all of these symptoms are symptoms that are typical of anybody who has an infection, not necessarily unique to COVID-19, but we want to know if these symptoms become persistent and are not getting better, or if they are getting worse. And then we talk about isolation. How long should you remain isolated? We recommend that you remain isolated 14 days after resolution of your symptoms. So once all symptoms have gone away, then we start 14 days.
All right. So let's say you're asymptomatic. You have a positive test and you have none of those symptoms. They never show up.
14 days.
What is the general rule then?
14 days.
Okay, if I got a positive test tomorrow, 2 weeks from now, I ain't cough, I don't have a fever, it never went up, I'm not lost appetite, my smell is intact, all of that, the protocol says what? What does that mean?
Based upon the CDC guidelines, and again, I recommend everybody go to cdc.gov and you can look up coronavirus. It gives you a host of information. You can also go to the Department of Health for Georgia. It gives you a bunch of information. But the recommendations are 14 days isolation after all symptoms have gone or since the last test, whichever is longest.
Okay.
So if you, in your case, you say somebody tests positive, but they have no symptoms at all.
No, don't say I can't help somebody else. Julio's or some other fella.
Not specifically in your case. In the case you described.
Hell, don't put that bad photo on me.
Because you don't go outside. But
pretty much.
But in the case of somebody who tests positive, who has no symptoms, 14 days. Now, you got to keep in mind, if you test positive, we're not sure when you actually got the infection.
Yeah, so let's just say the gestation period, whatever y'all call it, the period of observation should be 14 days when I definitely got it, regardless.
Right? Yes, because we know that.
Because I could have had it 2-3 weeks ago.
Absolutely, because we believe that on average, people who get infected will show some symptoms within four to five days.
As long as
14 days, right, which is why we stretch it out to 14.
Right. So stretch it out to 14, and then you want to make sure that you've had 4 to 5 days without any symptoms at all.
But you stretched it past 14. 14 days without any symptoms.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.